The decision of the Barbados government to wind up Resolution Life remains a somewhat controversial issue. ResLife was the company set up to succeed Clico. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, told the just held town hall meeting that government had no choice but to liquidate the new company because both the company and the government were insolvent.
As you are well aware, the government of Barbados, we have had to restructure our total debt. And so therefore, if you think of Clico before it became Resolution Life as insolvent, and the government itself being insolvent, then you can't have two insolvent entities to create something that is solvent. And what that has meant is we have had, with respect to the debt restructuring, to take a long, hard look at what is the true exposure to the taxpayer in trying to bring a resolution to what essentially is a private transaction, private sector activity.
But from the floor, John Cullimore disputed the notion that it was a private sector issue which government was being asked to settle.
A regulator appointed by government who supervises a specific task. Part of this task, this individual or individuals look at what products are coming on the market and approves this product, stating that this product is good for you, you, and you. Let's look at that. It ceases to be a private matter, especially when you have something called the Insurance Act. The Insurance Act, Minister, was not drafted by the people sitting down here. It had specific items and areas in it which said clearly that should a company not do A, B, or C, what should happen? It then ceases to become a private matter, and it is a government matter. So when you start by saying this is trying to find a solution, the solution is a government solution. That the government, we are all taxpayers here and we are investors. So it simply means that any solution should obviously come from government. So I didn't like that term you use, the word private, because I know Clico is a private entity or was a private entity. Good? And we all here know that. But when you have individuals who are government employees and who are in a supervisory position and who failed in their task, don't try to shift the blame on the investors or policyholders. That is point one.
Before you go on, Mr. Cullimore, can I respond?
Yes. Sure.
The assumption that if a company is to be wound up, that the responsibility of the government or the regulator to do the winding up is separate and distinct from taxpayers putting monies to the solution. And that is the part that I was referring to when I said that Clico is a private matter, because the regulator is not responsible for the cash values or the cash management of the institution in the way that you that will lead you to infer that taxpayers should come to the rescue with respect to a private transaction. So I just wanted to make it clear that the supervisory responsibility is separate and distinct from taxpayers' monies being brought to a solution.
Minister, you are eloquent with ambiguity.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.